Dennis Ferry, you're preparing like many others for the Jules Donegal International Rally. This is your eighth or ninth time?
Ninth start.
Yeah. And in the Subaru this time around?
Had Evo last year. That's 2 years. Subaru before that, went back to Subaru this year.
So tell us about the build-up. What's involved? How much preparation do you have to put into it?
There's a lot of man hours put into the car for preparation. Inevitably, sometimes it doesn't work out, sometimes it does, but it's a massive team effort. All the boys in the garage are very good, a lot of late nights. He's very apprehensive, will this last, will you change this? And when it comes down to it, then you just, luck has to be on your side as well.
Great to be involved, because that's what it's all about. There's so many Donegal crews. This is the highlight of the calendar year.
It's the best rally in Ireland, and probably one of the best rallies in Europe. It's 3 days. It's only, as Craig said earlier on, it's the only rally worldwide, isn't it, 3 days, apart from outside the WRC Championship. So it's great to be involved, and it's great to be part of it, and it's on our doorstep. And the stages are just beautiful. Spectators come, the views, the crack, and they've had a great race to watch. Like the top 50 cars, as one of the boys says, within the top 40, anybody could win the rally.
And tell me, what about the nerves in the final few moments before you get off that starting ramp? I mean, how anxious are you?
Oh, it's terrifying. And anybody says it's not, they're not racing. Everybody's butterflies, I would say, from car number one to that car number 161. It could be the person's 20th time doing a rally, it could be their first rally they're getting done. So it takes, it is very nervous. There's a lot of stuff at stake. You have a massive amount of money put in, and from the first car to the last car, the ratio of spend's the same. Going the price of their car, going their the time commitment is probably, for the clubman, is probably more of a personal input, because financially you can't afford to pay people to do the car, you can't afford to get other people to do stuff for you, so it's friends and family and helping. So now your nerves, and a lot of people have spent a lot of time with you, and your result will reflect in their happiness, yeah, as well. So you need to kind of think of, so there's a lot of pressure in drivers and navigators. And the pressure's big now, and it's nervous, but it's not a, I suppose it's not a bad nerve, it's an excitement.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
excitement, anticipation.
And finally, what are you looking forward to most about the rally?
Portlake, home stage. It's the, I think it's the third and the sixth stage on Sunday, so it's the last stage of the rally. Just to down Portlake's just unreal.
Michael Boyle, we're almost there. It's Recce, sign-on day ahead of Donegal International. You've won juniors here in the past couple of years ago, and you've now progressed on to a Group N Mitsubishi. What's the excitement like for you, and the feeling like for you now, 7 days out or so, or less than 7 days out ahead of another international?
Yeah, well, I suppose 7 days from now, we'll have the morning loop over, so it'll be nice. You know, I've never done Saturday stages before. I've managed last year. I went out on the Friday evening last year, and I've done the Sunday stages before, and one in the juniors in 16. So you know, for me to try and finish the 3 days would be brilliant.
Yeah, so you're a novice rather at this, yeah, thing. You're not as experienced as some of the guys we've been talking to on there today. So you're still about as learning on the seat.
Yeah, I'll have the L plates on now for the maybe for some of it, but no, at the same time, no, you know, watching and cars and bits and pieces of that, you know, will not be as blind as, you know, people would think either. So
how much work do you have to put on that then?
Well, you know, for this last couple of weeks there, yeah, you know trying to be in the best shape you can yourself, and you know, watching DVDs, and you know, all this week now, I'll be taking this week hopefully of trying to do as little work as possible, and you know, out watching different things, and you know, trying to, you know, but if you don't put the work in, I suppose you'll not get the result, but you know, that's what you have to do.
And what about the car? How have you found the step up to the Group N car?
You know, good step up. The Civic now to until you get to, you know, a high top end, the Civic will be as quick. But and you know, and the four wheel drive is unbelievable. It's great corner speed, and you know, definitely a good move.
Yeah, and if it's wet, it's definitely a good move.
Oh, definitely the four wheel drive now, definitely a good move, and you know, tight slippy hairpins and squares, and all, you're in and you're gone. Like, you know, yeah, if you can get any grip at all, you're away.
Right. What's the target then next weekend for Michael Boyle?
Well, you know, we're all here to win. We're none of us here to go easy. But, you know, for my first year, I needed, you know, not be too excited. And, you know, Aidan Ray and Niall Devine, these boys, that, you know, they're all experienced too. So, but still, you know, you can't start off too easy. But, well, you know, we just want to start off and see how you get on over the weekend.
Okay, best of luck with Michael.
Thank you very much.
Paddy Robinson, here we are, signing on for another recce for a Donegal International. You're almost there.
Nearly there is right, Di. God, I couldn't tell you what number this is for me. It's definitely up in the teens. But it's the same every year, same excitement, you know, the same build-up, same excitement year in, year out, you know. Yeah. So the weather's looking good so far, so hopefully we get the same weather next week.
Desi Henry you're sitting with for this one, up to WRC machinery.
Yeah, Desi's moved up from the Skoda R5 to the Fiesta World Rally Car. Desi came on to me a few weeks ago, and we'd done Kevin as a shakedown for this, and we finished third. It was Desi's first time in a World Rally Car, and it went well, you know. We got, as the day went on, we got closer to the boys, so if we can pick up where we left off in Cavan, we shouldn't be a million miles away.
Listen, you're an experienced navigator. There are a couple of changes in Donegal this year. Have you seen any of those before, tackled any of those before, and how interesting is it going to make it?
I'm sure now, I've at one stage or another, I've been over them all, different things, but I think the big thing is Sunday. Sunday's going to be a very big day's rallying, you know. Nobody needs to underestimate Sunday, because like there's 50k stages in the loop, you know. So and the last on Port Lake's a real sting, you know. It needs to be treated with a lot of respect.
How hard is it to get to Sunday?
Listen, you need a lot of things outside your own control to go your way to get to Sunday. But it's all about who makes the least amount of mistakes in the weekend and who keeps themselves out of trouble, you know. Just go hard and be safe, you know, and you never know where you'll end up.
Well, listen, you be safe and enjoy it. Good luck.
I'll try my best, Sergeant. Thank you.
JP Logue, another Donegal. We're here at Recce this morning. How many is this you're going to tackle now?
It must be, I would say, 15 or 16 at this stage, Oisín.
So you're well experienced there.
Well, I suppose so. Maybe at this stage, I used to look at like Sir Robbie Peoples and Damien Gowan and boys and seeing them done their 15 or 20, but when you start the easy amount, start to mount up now.
Yeah, well, you should know the big Donegal stages relatively well then.
Ah, I would do, yeah. But they've been around most of them at this stage in some shape or form. Yeah, would have been, yeah.
Listen, tell us about Class 11F. Yourself and your brother James are going to tackle that class. I'm sure that'll be a hotly contested one.
It's a very strong class. Like, and even just, for example, Kevin McLaughlin, the first seat in the road, like, he had a race Rob Dugan when he was here a few years ago, so it just gives the calibre, the, you know, the quality. Lee McLaughlin was over an Isle of Man there just a month ago, won this class comfortably. So, yeah, very, very strong. Yeah. And strong, and Donegal too. Like, yeah.
Suppose you're an example of a Donegal club man. Like, you work hard, you do, JP, and you put as much as you can into a rally car, and you don't get travelling the country to do events, but when they're close at home, you try to do as many as possible. What does it take for a guy like you to compete in Donegal on the international?
I suppose, you know what, it takes every night of the week working for a few months before the rally. Nearly every penny goes into the car, and because it's that good a rally, then it's worth it to sit out until the next year, then save up again.
Yeah. And there's always a good atmosphere here, so there is on the morning of the wreck and the sign on. And you boys are supposed to be shadowing each other and see what's going on and having a bit of banter.
We do indeed, and even the tactics have started already there with Lee McLaughlin there, saying he doesn't usually read or bother with the notes and that. So yeah, it's started already.
What's your target then for the weekend?
My target is just, I suppose, go as clean as I can in the car, stay out of trouble, and try and stay with the chasing pack, you know, with the main pack, and hope for a good run come Sunday evening.
Okay, best luck with JP. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks very much.
John McCafferty, the 39th Donegal.
Yes, Oisín, it's a long time since 77. First time 77 with Matt Doherty. And the minute we finished last, I can still remember every corner.
Yeah. And you sat with a lot of drivers?
We just carding all night. Donegal, roughly maybe 12 to 13 different drivers in Donegal. Yeah. Ken Irwin, Paul Harris, James Leonard. Boys, just mentioned a couple of boys from Scotland. Boys do that, you know.
And who are you sitting with this rally? You're in an escort, or John, isn't it? John Boner?
I'm with John Boner in the Mark 2, class 14. Looking forward to Millington, going up Nogala. A bit of fun.
Yeah. What was your best finish in Donegal?
Well, 2012, we were 12th, or 2nd overall, Seamus Leonard. Yeah. And then...
That was a big day for you.
Oh, unbelievable day, and a kind of an S&A. Well, she was outdated. Mm. So Seamus did the socks of the car. To finish 2nd at Gary Jennings that weekend was unbelievable. It was great. Yeah. Great weekend. It was just like winning the rally.
This time around, what can the escort do with you on at the wheel and you sit on the other side? Two experienced men. You know what you're doing.
We know what we're doing, but... Well, Donegal's a different kettle of fish. You go out there, and, you know, the first stage, anything can happen, and it's a long, long rally. Like, you have Sunday, everybody thinks the rally's over Sunday morning, but just begins Sunday morning, the toughest day of the rally, I think, Sunday. You have Fannett, Atlantic Drive, and Port Lake. And Port Lake's not my real favourite stage, because Stephen Paul were down third overall, Paul Harris, and we rolled with two stages to go in Port Lake, and the year after, we were lying fourth and we broke down in Port Lake.
So hopefully this year John gets the car through it. The second time on Sunday evening, hopefully.
Yeah. Is this the event that you pinpoint at the start of every year that you sort of sit and you can't wait and the excitement's there and the build-up's there for the third weekend in June to come?
Oh, yeah. Even at the end of the rally, when it's over, you just can't wait till June goes back again. Every other rally is kind of a build-up and a pre-warm for Donegal. So, definitely the pinnacle. It's the rally and best rally in the world.
Okay, John, best of luck on it next week.
Thanks, Oisin.
Stuart Darcy, looking forward to Donegal International. What's your target going to be next weekend?
I don't know now. We actually have a change of car, funny enough, for this weekend. I actually sold my own car and took a deposit on her just before Munster, you know, so she's not away yet now, to be fair, you know, but we actually changed to an Evo for a Class 20 event, right. Group A, you know, so yeah. It was kind of a late deal. We actually just only got it sorted yesterday evening, so...
So you're going to have to get used to the car then?
Well, we'll probably not get much of a test there. No, we might just get into it all anyway, but at the same time... Hopefully we will. It'll all go to plan. Listen, I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to the challenge. Sure, yeah. Something new. Sure, something different. You know,
long tough weekend.
Oh, it will be 3 hard days. It always is. To be fair, you know, I suppose you just have to take every stage as it comes and see who you get on to and get to the end of the day and then start another hard day. I suppose.
Yeah. Of the stages that are laid out for this year, what are you looking forward to?
I got a look at them actually yesterday. Killian Duffy's notes and that there. Listen, there's none of them I wouldn't look forward to, be fair, you know. I do like High Glen, you know. It's running the opposite way that I like it the most, you know. But, no, there's some lovely stages, you know. I suppose Knockgalla is always Knockgalla. You know, it's a daunting stage, you know. You just never know till you come off it whether you have a good time or not, you know. You can think you're going hard in it and then some other man ahead of you or some man behind you will just clean you, you know. But, no, they're all brilliant stages. They always are. So I'm sure that's why it's such a popular rally.
Yeah. Listen, you've been doing a lot of rallying over the last couple of years. You were in the Darien and then you were in the Escort. Now you're in the Evo, you tell us. What sort of conditions is going to suit the car and what suits your driving style?
I suppose, like, most people think that with a four-wheel drive, the wet's going to suit it, you know, but tight, twisty stages will suit the car, you know, fast, open stuff, you know, the likes of the Darien or the Mark II would get a pull on you, you know, through the gears, you know, it'd be a lot lighter car and the Evo would be heavier, but... Overall, there shouldn't be much difference in regards to driving style as such, you know, but one should be as enjoyable as the other, I suppose, but when it does wet... Like a 300 odd brake horsepower back wheel drive car is hard to tame in when it's raining, like, to be fair, you know. So
enjoy the weekend, the best of luck with.
Thanks very much. Good man yourself.